I suppose most of you, at one time or another, have considered printing your own money. Just bypass the greenback and dollar and establish your own currency system. Usually sovereign nations do that. Something to do with national interests. But if you were big enough, oh, say about the size of an Amazon or a Google, you might ask yourself, why am I bothering with yen and won and loonies when I can just go directly to the billions of folks who subscribe to our platform, go directly to the bank we can establish ourselves? And if you're a digital format, you can jump right into cyber currency. Well, Facebook is the first one to pounce on this idea. You trust them to handle your money with the utmost concern for your privacy, right? They tell us they're concerned about all those billions of folks who have Facebook pages who don't have access to a bank. So what they're doing is offering a service basically for the poor. Sounds good, doesn't it? Almost philanthropic. Almost. Mark Zuckerberg isn't happy with just 2.3 billion subscribers and billions in advertising dollars selling ads and client information. Nah, he's like Bezos and the Google boys. He's after world domination. There's something pathologically messianic about these fellows and their techie pals. It doesn't smell exactly like greed, but more like power. Facebook has a plan to make cryptocurrency the new coin of the realm. Not enough that their platform makes it possible to manipulate elections here and abroad. Nah, they want to become a kingdom beyond the reach of Rome. I don't know what these clever little shits will dream up next. I really don't. A new religion? Artificial intelligence that enslaves humanity? A cure for the common cold? Our kids are half psychotic with the likes and unfriending that adolescents take far too seriously. They're addicted to the social medias. They're unhappy. They're stressed to the roof. They're on antidepressants at 12 years old. I don't think getting hooked on a cyber currency is going to cure what ails them. What ails them is a world moving way too fast, changing in ways Mark and the tech czars haven't factored in beyond a profit margin, flying off its axis before our very eyes. No wonder they're depressed. No wonder we are, too.